Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoicism for a happier, more unbothered life. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into a topic that feels more relevant than ever in this crazy world. The art of letting go. Ever feel like you're carrying around so much baggage? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, your inbox is exploding with emails, and your mind is racing a million miles an hour? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life, holding on to things we shouldn't, worries, grudges, expectations. But what if I told you there's a superpower waiting inside each of us? It's not telekinesis or flying, though wouldn't that be awesome? But something even more powerful. The ability to detach from things that don't serve us. Stoicism has this incredible wisdom about letting go. It's not about becoming emotionally numb. It's about cultivating inner peace by accepting what we can't control and focusing our energy on what we can. Think of it like a mental decluttering session. We need to get rid of the junk that weighs us down and create space for joy, gratitude, and resilience. So how do we actually do this? Here are five key takeaways from the Stoic wisdom on letting go. 1. Recognize what you can control. This is like your personal superhero origin story, people. The Stoics believe that our only true power lies in our thoughts and actions. We can't control external events, think traffic jams, annoying colleagues, or those days when the universe just seems to be conspiring against you. But we can control how we react to them. Think about it, that stressful situation at work? You can choose to let it derail your entire day, or you can take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's temporary, and focus on solutions. 2. Embrace impermanence. Everything in life is constantly changing, from the seasons to our relationships to those trendy jeans we swear we'll never get tired of. Spoiler alert. We do. The Stoics understood this cyclical nature of existence. They believe that clinging to things that are inevitably going to change only leads to suffering. Instead, we should learn to embrace the flow of life, accepting both the good and the bad times as part of a larger journey. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's actually a powerful tool for letting go. When you're truly present in the moment, you're less likely to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. 4. Detach from outcomes. We've all been there, obsessing over the results of a test, presentation, or even a first date. But here's the thing. Sometimes, letting go of the outcome can actually lead to better results. When we focus on doing our best and trusting in the process, we free ourselves from the burden of expectation and allow things to unfold naturally. 5. Find meaning in service. Stoicism is all about living a virtuous life that benefits others. By focusing on how we can contribute to the world around us, we shift our attention away from our own anxieties and find a sense of purpose that transcends personal desires. Think about it, volunteering at a local charity, helping a friend in need, or even just offering a kind word to someone who seems down can make a world of difference. And guess what? It makes you feel pretty awesome too. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You're already running late, and your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. I'm going to be fired. This is the worst day ever. But what if you took a deep breath and applied some Stoic wisdom? You can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction. You can choose to use this time productively, listen to an inspiring podcast, plan out your meeting agenda, or even just enjoy a few moments of quiet reflection. By letting go of your frustration and focusing on what's within your control, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways from the Stoic wisdom on letting go. Remember, it's not about becoming emotionally detached. It's about cultivating inner peace by accepting what we can't control and focusing our energy on what we can. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and trust in the process. You got this. Before we wrap up, I want to challenge you. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave a review and let me know what resonates most with you. And remember, join me tomorrow for another daily dose of detachment. Keep those worries at bay and your spirits high. Bye for now.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.